Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Rick and Chris Van Ness are movie lovers, founders of the Black Hills Film Festival, and owners of their own production company. Today, they join In the Moment to talk about bringing Hollywood films to Hill City. They're on the phone from Hill City now. Rick Van Ness, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, Lori. Thanks for having us.
Thank you. And Chris, thanks for being here as well.
Yeah, great. Great to be on the show and talking to you all.
I was driving through Hill City this weekend, and I saw the sign there. So tell me, and I recognize it was kind of new. Tell me how this all got started. Rick, do you want to start?
Sure. I mean, ultimately, this starts because of our love of film as an art form. You know, Chris and I started the Black Hills Film Festival. We founded that back in 2009. And, you know, we really feel that, you know, good, high-quality films and entertainment bring so much to folks that that's why we started it.
Yeah, and then I was working with Hill City Economic Development, and the city of Hill City did a comprehensive plan survey during the summer last year. And two of the top items that came up on the survey that the community wanted was, number one, a bowling alley, and number two, a theater. And I knew I couldn't do anything about a bowling alley, but I thought I could probably make a theater happen. And so our business, we had the equipment and the expertise to do it. We have had a projector that we bought a year ago, a really nice high-definition projector. And a local business, Shoot Rooster, had the space. So we teamed up and created a movie theater in the loft, in the hayloft of Shoot Rooster.
And what exactly is Shoot Rooster? Because I always drive by it and I don't know what it is.
It's a restaurant and a bar.
Okay.
And they use the space upstairs for events and parties and that kind of thing. And so we had started Open Stage there quite a few, 11 years ago, I think it was, for as a music venue. And the sound is great up there, and so we thought it'd be perfect for a theater. It's got nice high ceilings, so we can put the big screen up there, and the sound is great. So it's a nice, cozy space.
Yeah, it was actually a barn that was built in the early 1900s.
Hmm.
So yeah, before big wood beams and everything, you know.
Before this started, and you live in Hill City, you live in Custer, somewhere nearby, and you want to go to a movie, where did you have to go before? Was there a location?
You have to drive all the way to Rapid City.
You do.
There's nothing here. There used to be a theater a long time ago in Hot Springs, but that's kind of on and off. I think they're trying to revitalize it. They do have some events there, but really, the only place to go is either Rapid City, or in the summer, you can go to the drive-in in Hermosa.
Ah. So in the winter, that's an hour away.
Yeah, and usually the roads aren't too good either.
Right. So you described a little bit of what the venue sort of looks like. Tell me what the events have been. What kind of movies have you brought in for people to watch?
We can bring in anything that has completed its theatrical release according to our license. And so as soon as a blockbuster finishes up at the Carmikes or the Elks and goes to DVD, then we can license it. So we get the blockbusters, but we can also do independent films. We can do documentaries. We can do art films. We have the freedom to pretty much show whatever we want to. And we try to make it community-driven. So we have a suggestion box. We've gone to the Hill City Student Council, the Senior Center, the Boys and Girls Club, and asked people, what do you want to see? And so our suggestion box gets pretty full. It's really fun.
So, Rick, let's talk about the fact that, you know, you could, so many people stay home and watch their movies on, you know, Amazon Prime or Netflix. What's the value of sort of getting together in a community and watching a Hollywood movie or an independent film on that big screen?
Well, that's exactly right. The watching a film on the big screen is an immersive experience. It's a shared experience. When you go out to see a film, you're there with a crowd of other folks, you know, all wanting to see, you know, this wonderful thing unfolding before them. So, you can sit, you know, in your pajamas, but it's really not the same. You know, you can't really duplicate that at home, at least not very easily.
Yeah.
And, you know, one of the neat things about, you know, this shared experience is that it fosters a caring and empathy for the characters that are being portrayed. You get to see other cultures, you know, and ultimately, I think, you know, we as moviegoers walk away with this added feeling of empathy. We get to see other cultures and their trials and tribulations and triumphs, and, you know, and I think it makes us better as people.
And the other thing is that when you're there with a bunch of friends, we find this every time at the end of the show, people don't want to leave. They just stay there and hang out and talk to each other, and they're having food and drink and stuff together and just sharing the experience. And on our Sundays, we have family-friendly day, and there's a lot of kids there, and we've had moms bring a bunch of little kids that had done really well in school, and she treated them to a pizza party at the theater. So they got to have pizza and watch their favorite movie on the screen. And, you know, it's kind of things like that, that people are interacting together with their friends.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to In the Moment on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. My guests are Rick and Chris Van Ness. They're the founders of the Black Hills Film Festival, owners of their own production company. Rick is a contract recording engineer in Rapid City for South Dakota Public Broadcasting as well. And we're talking about movies, Hollywood movies, and independent films there in Hill City at Shoot Rooster up in the Loft. Chris, give me an idea of how this fits into, or Rick, whoever it applies to, how does this fit into the overall film festival, you know, planning and the creative work that you do there?
Well, this is kind of it's a separate for-profit business, Movies in the Loft, but it now provides another venue for the Black Hills Film Festival, which we will be having there. The film festival runs from April 26th through the 30th, and it starts at the Elks Theater in Rapid City on a Wednesday night. That's on the 26th. But then on Saturday and Sunday, we move up to Hill City, and the location will now be at Movies in the Loft. And so we can play films there all day long on Saturday into the evening and then on Sunday afternoon as well. And one of our features this Sunday, the Sunday of the film festival, which is April 30th, are two IMAX films, Humpback Whales and Magic of Flight, which we can show in high definition on the big screen, and that should be a really great family day in Hill City through the film festival.
A lot going on there. Perhaps I should have asked you about your time management skills. It sounds like you have much on your plate.
Yes, we
Rick,
do.
How are you balancing it all?
Well, you know, I've come to love the sound, the whizzing sound of deadlines as they go flying.
Me too. All right, let's close up with, we got a couple minutes left. Let's talk about some of the upcoming special events or movies that are showing right now.
Sure, that'd be great. This coming Saturday, we get a chance to see why Casey Affleck got the nod for Best Actor. We'll be screening Manchester by the Sea. And actually in 2 weeks, we're kind of excited, we're going to be screening Janis, Little Girl Blue. It's the life story of Janis Joplin, done by Amy Berg. So
yeah,
that should be a lot of fun.
It's a documentary, and so that's a unique thing that you don't normally see at the theaters.
No, I might have to drive out there for that. She's one of my favorites. And Manchester by the Sea was one of my favorite movies of 2016. So not everyone feels that way, but I loved it. So you think you'll get a good crowd for a heavier film like that?
Yeah, I think we do. When we did Hacksaw Ridge 2 weeks ago, it was packed. So
sure.
I know these Academy-nominated films are really bringing in the crowds for us.
All right, that's our time. Rick, where can folks find, you know, a list of things coming up? You have a website or Facebook?
Actually, Facebook. If you if you go to movieshillcitysd.com, that'll direct you to our Facebook page. Otherwise, you can go to Facebook and look up Movies in the Loft.
All right, Chris Van Ness, Rick Van Ness, thanks for your time today. We appreciate it. Good luck.
All right, thank you, Laurie.